It's 7:44 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Xander Alloy. Some residents and lawmakers want to see a commission dedicated to Holocaust education revived.
I think a lot of what you're seeing with some of this anti-Semitism around the world is it's ignorance. The only remedy for that is education.
This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Xander Alloy. A state commission tasked with educating middle and high schoolers on the horrific events of the Holocaust has lain dormant for years. But some state leaders have been pushing for more than a year to bring it back. As Dave Mistich reports, those involved in trying to revive the commission say recent displays of anti-Semitism highlight the need for its existence.
Governor Cecil Underwood established the West Virginia Commission on Holocaust Education in 1998 by executive order. Dr. Edith Levy, a Holocaust survivor and Morgantown resident, was the architect of the panel. She had written about her experiences and developed curriculum on the subject. Here's Dr. Levy speaking to West Virginia Public Broadcasting 5 years ago.
There was nothing in the schools. The history book had one paragraph that mentioned the Holocaust. Who was it that said, if you don't learn from history, you're bound to repeat it?
In 2001, the legislature enshrined the commission in state code. State law called for 11 members, including educators and state lawmakers. As a result of declining health, Levy stepped down as chairwoman of the commission, and since then, the commission laid dormant.
Yeah, we've been in limbo since 2014.
That's State Senator Bob Beach. He served on the commission since being appointed in 2001 by then-House Speaker Bob Kiss. Later, when Beach was elected to the Senate, he became that chamber's appointee. He acknowledges that the commission has fallen off in recent years, but says recent displays of anti-Semitism have motivated him and others to bring Dr. Levy's vision back.
And it's actually her son who approached me last year following the scenario that played out in Pittsburgh at the synagogue there at the Tree of Life. So he reached out to me during Thanksgiving last year and said, hey, what can we do to get this moving forward again? So
Dr. Levy's son, Laurent, has been working with Senator Beach to revamp the commission.
As a survivor, she saw the value of education and getting the message out, particularly at the middle school and high school levels.
As part of the growing effort to revamp the group, House Minority Leader Tim Miley nominated Delegate Mike Pushkin to serve on the commission. Here's Pushkin.
Last month, I believe about the middle of November, the minority office, the Democrats in the House, we sent a letter to the Speaker of the House requesting that I be appointed as one of only two Jews that serve in the legislature, asking that I be appointed to this commission. And I've yet to get a response from the Speaker's office.
House of Delegates spokesman Jared Hunt says Speaker Roger Hanshaw's office is still researching the status of the commission and who the most recent delegate appointee was. Basically, Hunt says there are some technical issues that may be at play. The commission also hasn't been funded since 2016, according to state budget documents. The governor's office did not respond to a request for an interview. This renewed interest in the commission comes as a photo of West Virginia corrections officer trainees shows many in the cadet class giving an apparent Nazi salute. The story made national and international headlines. Given the timing of his nomination to the commission and the discovery of the photo, Delegate Pushkin says the need for the panel goes far beyond any one incident that displays hatred.
Had this commission been up and running, would it have prevented something like this? I don't know, but I never think it's the wrong time to educate our children, even educate our adults about the atrocities that happen when we stop seeing each other as human beings.
Those who have ties to the commission say there are growing problems with anti-Semitism, and the Commission on Holocaust Education needs to be revived. Again, here's Senator Beach.
Word there is that pattern that's redeveloping itself. In our country, in our state particularly, we want to focus on. I think Holocaust education is the opportunity for us to, let's re-educate the public, and that's where we're back. We're coming back to square one, and it's a re-education of our students, our general public, that Holocaust was a serious issue, and we won't accept folks standing in a photo, working for the state of West Virginia, giving the Nazi salute. It's just not acceptable.
Laurent Levy agrees with others who see the need. Levy is not quick to pass judgment on those in the Nazi salute photo. He says it may be a joke, and maybe those cadets didn't really know what they were doing while making that pose. Regardless, he says, those kinds of messages are dangerous and underscore the need for his mother's commission to be revived.
I think a lot of what you're seeing with some of this anti-Semitism around the world is simple. It's ignorance, and the only remedy for that is education. You know, we need this, right? We need to have these people taught and shown, you know, and understand what's really behind that.
While other states have similar commissions that guide Holocaust education, there are others that mandate teaching the subject in hopes of educating children. According to the United States Holocaust Museum, 12 states require Holocaust education as part of their secondary school curriculum. West Virginia is not one of them. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich.
State officials announced this week that they had made additional firings related to the corrections officer trainees depicted giving the Nazi salute. For the latest on that story, visit us online at wvpublic.org. In that report, we heard briefly from Dr. Edith Levy, a Holocaust survivor who dedicated years of her life to educating young West Virginians about the Holocaust. Glennis Board spoke with Levy in Morgantown in 2014.
She was born in Vienna, Austria, in 1930. She says her childhood ended 8 years later. She remembers the Jewish holiday where you celebrate finishing reading the Torah.
They dance around with the scrolls, and you try and reach, and you kiss the Torah. And my dad put me on his shoulders, and I leaned forward, and I was able to reach. And I thought I was in heaven, right? And then was Kristallnacht. And then they burned the Torahs on a big bonfire in the middle of a square. And this little kid couldn't understand that. Why can it be such ecstasy in one moment and then just be burned, and you know, and just in a bonfire?
Kristallnacht, a series of coordinated attacks against Jews throughout Nazi Germany and parts of Austria in November of 1938, carried out by paramilitary forces and non-Jewish civilians. At least 91 Jews were killed in the attack, and 30,000 were arrested and incarcerated in concentration camps. Levy says it took some time to be able to understand what was happening.
And then the Nazis took us out of school. I wasn't allowed. And that, I became aware. And also the whispering and the things between the parents. We tried to leave legally. We had passports to, Mom had a brother in Argentina, but everybody was trying to leave Austria because mm-hmm. It was mad. Lines were way long. And they closed the consulate just before we came to the door. So then Mom had a friend who knew somebody to smuggle us over the border to Belgium. That was a horrible experience.
Levy remembers traveling one moonless night through farm and field, mud and manure, with other families also trying to escape. A rusty nail ripping her father's coat, getting tangled in barbed wire, heightened danger created by a crying baby. These are recollections that spike her memory of escaping Austria. The next several years were full of hiding and fleeing, being caught, dodging bombs, scavenging, illness, ridicule, betrayal, and occasional life-saving kindnesses. They ended up in Brussels, leading a relatively normal life for a time in 1942. That's when she lost her father.
And then Dad got the papers at first. He said to go for forced labor. Mm-hmm. And Mom said go into hiding. And he says, no, if I go, you and the kids will be safe, because nobody could imagine what Hitler had in mind. You know, he figured he didn't mind hard work, so he went. Ultimately, in a way, it did save us. But
Levy never saw her father again. He died sometime later in Auschwitz.
Oh, I tried to find him. I worked my feet off after the war. There were lists of people that had returned. And I was sure my dad was going to be on that list. And sure, the list got shorter and shorter. And then finally you realize he wasn't coming back.
She says at 13, she struggled to find the will to live.
I didn't want to live. After what I'd gone through, what the world, what people were capable of, were good turned to evil, you know. So I lay down on the couch, turned my head against the wall, and then one guy came and he said, okay, you don't want to eat, you don't want to live, he says, die. give Hitler another posthumous victory. Give him another victim. And that's when I said no. That's when I got back on my feet. But I was sick. That was part of it, too.
Still, Levy lost faith in humanity and in God.
I couldn't justify it. I couldn't justify a God that would allow that to happen. And if he allowed it to happen, what kind of a cruel God was he?
But her faith wasn't long lost. As a girl, Levy remembers coming across the cover of a magazine which had pictured a very tall man. His head was next to the moon, and his feet were on the ground in boiling water.
And it said it would take him 3 days for the sensation to reach the brain, and 2 more for his foot to take out of the water. So that's the simile I took, and said, the good Lord, he's far away. He's got a lot to do, not just us. And time warp is different. So, you know, we were saved eventually. But what we consider a day is a blink of an eye for the Lord. That's what my childhood little girl decided to make out of it.
Levy eventually married an American and made her way to the United States. She and her family lived for a while in New York City, but she found the culture there unfriendly and alienating. So her husband, Mark, applied to transfer jobs, and they wound up moving to Morgantown. Levy still smiles, thinking back on the first trip to the small West Virginia town. Traveling on the old Route 119, she and her husband landed their car in a ditch at a sharp bend.
Within a matter of seconds, there were 2 cars and a truck, and it stopped. The one car pulled out a chain and pulled us out. And Mark says, there goes a 20. New York mentality, right? He tried to give the guy $20, and you have never seen anyone more offended. That is a neighborly thing to do, he says. We don't take money for that. So that's how we stayed in Morgantown.
Levy was struck by the culture of community living. She says everything from neighbors lending batteries from their cars to sometimes dropping off a brood of children unannounced. She fell in love with Morgantown. What was supposed to be 6 months turned into a home place where she and her husband Mark raised their family. It was several years later when, she says, she heard hate in the hollows. People were trying to deny the Holocaust happened. That's when Edith Levy stood up.
Hey, I know it happened. I was there.
Levy began writing. Her writings appeared in the book Flares of Memory, and she authored a textbook and curriculum entitled The Holocaust in Perspective.
There was nothing in the schools. The history book had one paragraph that mentioned the Holocaust. Who was it that said, if you don't learn from history, you're bound to repeat it?
Levy says one of her proudest accomplishments was finding the courage to stand before the West Virginia legislature to make a case for the creation of the West Virginia Holocaust Education Commission. She was 68 and still terrified of authority. Then Governor Cecil Underwood established the commission by executive order in 1998, and Levy set to work educating middle school students throughout West Virginia.
I figured if I survived the Holocaust, and if I survived the illnesses, then the good Lord had a mission for me.
Dr. Levy has since stepped down as chair of the Holocaust Education Commission. She worries that the cause will be lost without a passionate chair.
The thing of it is, as far as I'm concerned, you've got to teach that you can be good. And you don't have to be selfish and say, I don't care.
Dr. Levy is a member of the Hall of Fame of the Human Resources and Education School at West Virginia University and has received the Governor's Lifetime Achievement Award. She dedicated a Holocaust library at the Morgantown Library in honor of her father, J.D. Rector. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.
Hey
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Caitlin Tan, Jessica Lilly, Kara Lofton, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, Brittany Patterson, Eric Douglas, Corey Nollinger, Emily Allen, and Roxy Todd. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our producer is Glennis Borg. I'm Xander Alloy.